Also on Tuesdays, what we do is we head to FHN. It's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And coming to us from FHN Family Counseling this morning, Joe White is with us here today. Hey, Joe, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks a lot for joining me here. It's great to talk to you. Of course, it's still early in the year. A lot of people contemplating their New Year's resolutions. You are a behavioral health specialist. Explain to us exactly what compels many people, first of all, to make New Year's resolutions, Joe.
Well, mainly with New Year's resolutions, it's that added motivation. Whenever we want to make a change, even ones that are good for us, we need extra motivation because motivation can be difficult to find. You know, as humans, we're definitely creatures of habit. So any motivation we can get is better. So starting at the beginning of the year is just one way to start off with this extra push, this extra momentum to make a change. It's just kind of a fresh start, fresh day. So it's just a way of giving that added motivation to make that change.
All right. And Joe, the other issue, of course, is that, you know, we could make resolutions any time of year. Why do we typically make resolutions at the beginning of the year?
Sure. And we actually do make a lot of different resolutions at different dates of the year or even different times in our life. You know, if you think about starting a diet, often we're like, hey, we're going to start that on Monday, or we're going to start a workout routine on Monday, or on a birthday. Say, hey, this is the year that I'm going to do X on my list. So it's all about the date and that added motivation I mentioned before. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is just a common time of year for all of us to be doing it. So we know that something is starting over new, so we get that more pressure, positive pressure, and we get more motivation. We're also really social creatures. So knowing that other people are also making changes, again, more motivation. When we know that other people are making changes, that gets us the ability to say, hey, I can make a change too. Hey, I want to make a change too.
We're talking to Joe White from FHN Family Counseling here today, the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Joe, why do most resolutions fail? Tell us the problem here.
Well, one of the things with resolutions is that they tend to be an all or nothing thing, or they're not specific enough. So they may be, hey, either I am never going to eat a donut again, or I am definitely going to travel to this particular place, or I'm going to save so much money. When instead what you want to be is you want to be reaching for a goal. So trying to frame it in a positive mindset, a positive goal, rather than away from a negative one. So instead of saying I want to lose 20 pounds, let's say I want to reach a weight, or I want to reach a blood sugar level, or reach a body mass. Instead of saying, hey, I don't want to spend money, say, hey, I want to save money. So a lot of times, when we make it negative, we're always thinking about running away from something, and now the resolution becomes a burden instead of something positive in our life.
And we oftentimes, you know, we are oftentimes, as humans, we're our own worst enemy. Oftentimes, we set ourselves up for failure, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, one of the is that we often do want to run away from those negative things, so we do frame it in that way. And then when we do it, we don't necessarily prepare. When we talk about change from a mental health standpoint, you know, there are many different stages of change, and often when people make New Year's resolutions, it's just a snap of the fingers, and I want to start doing this today, when sometimes the changes are too big and they take much more preparing. You know, ingrained habits are also usually part of our lifestyle. They're not just usually part of one little aspect of our life, whether it's how often we do it, where we do it, who we do it with. That usually any habit is usually ingrained in all of our life. So it catches people off guard as to, whoa, this is a bigger change than I thought, and I wasn't really ready for it. So whenever you're looking at change, you want to look at all the different areas that it might affect in your life.
All right, and the ramifications of that. So, you know, assuming that many of the resolutions that we have made now here at the beginning of the year have to do with behavior modification, how can people better prepare themselves now to actually follow through and make these resolutions stick?
Well, one of the things I mentioned was to make it a positive goal wherever you can. Also to try to make it as specific as you can. So when I say specific, there's a certain type of goal acronym that we use, SMART. So SMART goals, making it specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time specific. You know? So that if we make it a specific goal of I want to drop down to this final weight, or make it more positive of I want to achieve this body mass index, or I want to stay at this many dollars in that measure. Well, when you make it specific, it's really easy to measure. When you say I want to lose some weight, it's really easy to get off track. And then achievable for the SMART, achievable, making sure that it's within range of something you can do. If I say I want to lose 150 pounds, there's not going to be much of me left. But and it may not be possible for me this year. But if I say I want to lose 50 pounds or that I want to get my body mass index down to 28, it doesn't matter what I weigh. It's just a healthier goal. And then making sure it's relevant. Well, they're all going to be relevant to us, but you want to make sure it's relevant to where you're at in your life. If you're saying, hey, I want to save $1 million or I want to meet the person of my dreams, that may not be where you're at in your life right now. It's in time specific. When you have a New Year's resolution, they're always time specific because it's always for the year. But when you're making resolutions at other times of the year, sometimes we are much more loose with the time and it doesn't take away from that motivation. So again, just following the SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time specific. And then again, just to repeat again, make it positive. Make it a positive goal you want to work towards rather than something you want to run away from.
We're talking to Joe White, FHN Family Counseling, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Joe, what are some of the most difficult changes to make that you see when you hear about resolutions out there?
Well, anything to do with a direct chemical change is going to be hard. So we're talking about food, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, and other drugs are definitely going to be the harder types of change. So anything that changes, you know, the chemicals that are going on in your brain, it's going to affect the timeline and the difficulty of the changes. For almost all of our habits, you know, you'll hear people say it takes anywhere from 3 weeks to 13 weeks to start and feel like you're getting a hold of a new habit. I would really say it's closer to a 13-week mark. And anytime you're dealing with something like food, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, any of the chemical changes, take that 90 and, you know, you're going to extend it to 120 or 180 days. So instead of 13 weeks, 90 days, 120 to 180 days until you're actually going to feel like this is normal. So don't give up right away when you're dealing with one of those significant changes.
And what about if folks are feeling they're going to slip or maybe lose their resolve? What any suggestions for folks like that? And many folks are probably in that situation right now.
Oh, yeah, we're 9 days in, so a lot of people are in that situation. One of the things that people are better at nowadays, thanks to Facebook and social media, is that we tend to put our resolutions a little bit more online. Now we have a little bit more accountability and a little bit more support. But if we're not actually talking to people or working on the problem or the goal with people, then we lose a little bit of that support that we may have gained. So when people feel like they're going to slip or lose their resolve, talking with someone about it, it doesn't have to be a professional like myself, but just anybody who's around you and knows what you're trying to do, if you talk with them when you're thinking about slipping, you know, they're obviously going to give you some more motivation. They're going to help hold you accountable, give you that support. And also, remember, when you're working towards a positive goal, a slip is not the end of it. It's not an all or nothing. If I'm saying I'm working towards this rather than I'm trying to never have something again, I can keep going after a slip. And with most serious habits, it takes 4 to 8 serious attempts to stop that habit. We're going to screw up 4 to 8 times. It's just the nature of how we work.
All right, Joe. Great information. Now, if someone else needs maybe help in overcoming some type of behavior problem, or if they know somebody or would like help themselves, how could they get in touch with you or one of the staff there at the FHN Family Counseling?
Yeah, absolutely. Call us 815-599-7300. You can also go on our website at fhn.org. This will connect you to both our Freeport and our Galena Family Counseling Center offices. In addition to individual counseling services, we also offer different groups on different things, including anger management, parenting skills. And if you're trying to work on chemical addiction, and in addition to some of these behaviors, we can help work on that too. We also have some things for kids, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters program. But again, if you guys have any questions or if you're looking for what type of support you can get, call 815-599-7300.
All right, Joe. Great to talk to you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the advice here at the beginning of the year, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Great talking to you.
All right, Joe White here today, FHN Family Counseling here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, preceding sponsored by FHN.